This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Security Council on Friday unanimously approved an extension of activity at the only border crossing through which humanitarian aid reaches a rebel-held part of Syria. The UN's cross-border aid authorization for northwest Syria, due to expire Saturday, will now be extended by 6 months with a possible 6-month renewal. The United States had pressed for the border crossing from Turkey to be renewed for a full year and sees this resolution as doing that, but Russia calls it only a 6-month extension with a possible 6-month addition, depending on a report from the UN Secretary General at the end of the year. Some 3 million people live in jihadist-dominated northwest Syria, more than half displaced by the country's decade-long conflict. Humanitarian organizations have been pleading for months for an extension of the UN authorization for the crossing. Damascus ally Russia wields veto power at the council and had pressed to see the aid delivered across front lines from the Syrian capital, arguing the existing crossing is used to supply arms to rebel fighters. The death toll on the collapse of the Miami area condo building rose to 78 on Friday, a number the county mayor called, quote, heartbreaking and staggering, and recovery workers toiled for a 16th day to find victims in the rubble. Another 62 people remain unaccounted for. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the building fell on June 24th. Miami-Dade's mayor says the work to recover victims was still continuing with urgency. She said of the new death toll, quote, this is a staggering and heartbreaking number that affects all of us very deeply. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials say vaccinated teachers and students don't need to wear masks inside school buildings. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the new guidelines Friday. The changes come after a growing national vaccination campaign in which children as young as 12 are eligible to get shots, as well as a general decline in recent months in COVID hospitalizations and deaths. The guidance generally leaves it to local officials to figure out how to ensure the unvaccinated are using precautions while letting those who are fully protected go mask-free. The biggest questions will be at middle schools where some students are eligible for shots and others are not. Train services in Iran were delayed by apparent cyber attacks on Friday, with hackers posting the phone number of the country's supreme leader as the number to call for information, state affiliate news outlets reported. Trains were delayed or canceled as ticket offices, the National Railways website, and cargo services were disrupted, with, quote, unprecedented chaos at railway stations across the country, according to state broadcaster IRIB. A notice on electronic boards at station asked travelers to call a number which in fact belonged to the office of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The news agency later quoted a state railway company spokesman as saying technicians were checking the disruptions and denying that there were any major delays. A massive blaze that killed dozens of people in a Bangladesh factory and forced workers to leap for their lives from upper floors is causing outrage Friday over the country's troubling industrial safety record. 52 are dead and about 30 other people injured as hundreds of distraught and angry relatives clashed with police on a highway outside the food factory, even as the building continued to burn. The inferno is the latest mark against Bangladesh's safety record, which has been marred by a series of disasters in factories and apartment buildings. The country pledged reforms after a 2013 disaster when a 9-story complex collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. Critics say poor safety standards have been exposed again by the new disaster. A local fire chief says highly flammable chemicals and plastics had been stockpiled inside and enabled the fire to quickly take over the building. The blaze started on Thursday afternoon and was still not controlled 24 hours later. And the Vatican said Friday Pope Francis is walking and working and no longer running a fever as he recovers from colon surgery, but he is not well enough to return to the Vatican in time for his Sunday noon blessing there. The prayer will instead be led from the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital treating the pontiff instead of St. Peter's Square. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.